or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Former President Trump will be arraigned Thursday on felony charges for his alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The details of his appearance are being negotiated by Mr. Trump's legal team and the Department of Justice, but planning is already underway by the U.S. Secret Service, D.C. Police, U.S. Marshals, and the Federal Protective Service, which oversees security outside the federal courthouse. Preparations include plans to handle road closures, the former president's movements, and of course, mitigation of any potential protests ahead of a possible appearance.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says this case could have an impact on the 2024 presidential general election if Trump wins the Republican primary.
You do have a group of people who dislike both Biden and Trump. They did so in 2020. And what did they do? They disproportionately broke for Biden.
The man charged in a series of murders on Long Island was in court today as the prosecution presented its evidence. Rex Huerman pleaded not guilty last month to the murders of three women found on Gilgo Beach. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Rex Huerman, appearing stone-faced, wearing a dark blazer and handcuffs, stood before a judge. Attorneys from both sides meeting at a conference hearing to discuss evidence against him, including surveillance video and items gathered during a 12-day in-depth search of the suspect's Massapequa Park home.
One person is dead and 50 others hurt in a tour bus rollover at the Grand Canyon West in northern Arizona. A private tour operator and a visitor's personal vehicle reportedly collided near a parking lot. Tribal officials say an investigation is underway. The World Meteorological Organization says July was the hottest month on record. The average global surface air temperature reached 62.5 degrees Fahrenheit in the first 3 weeks of July, breaking records set in 2019.
For Phoenix, for example, the temperatures have been dropping below 90 degrees at night. That's really dangerous for the elderly, for vulnerable groups. A recent study showed that last year's heat wave in Europe caused an excess 60,000 deaths.
Laura Patterson, the WMO's representative to the UN, says we can expect to see increasing temperatures every year. The high heat is affecting the economy and lost productivity. New York Times energy and environment correspondent Coral Davenport.
When workers are hot, really simply, we know it increases absenteeism, it increases mistakes, it increases workplace injuries and the need for employers to pay workmen's comp.
An estimated $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot is up for grabs tonight. The winning numbers, 8, 24, 61, 45, 30, and the Mega Ball is 12. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Holy crap, Janet.
Janet Prozewitz for Supreme Court.
Damn it, Janet. I love you.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Will our serious leaders please stand up? Please? Pretty please? Not to start off August 1st with a bunch of doom and gloom, but I read this from Axios this morning about our global existential threats that require real leadership and problem solving to tackle. And I just thought we'd start today with a plea to have serious people take this seriously. And you know what? If you have ideas on who you think is a serious leader who is actually tackling some of these existential threats, let us know. 844-967-2789. But when we put aside, because these are three things that honestly, they're not about politics. They're happening with or without Democrats in power or Republicans in power.
Or independents.
And right now, all three of them seem to just be getting worse, and we don't necessarily have a great plan to improve it. So if you put your politics aside and look at the world clinically, you'll see that there's three areas that many experts are considering to be getting worse and visibly worse in 2023. That is rising temperatures, nuclear catastrophe, and AI capabilities.
All right. Happy Tuesday.
And so, you know, this is, we need people in government, not just the U.S. government, but globally. We need big companies to solve these problems at a faster rate than they are. So let's just talk about climate first, because we've just lived through the hottest month ever recorded on Earth. July was the hottest month ever, ever recorded on Earth. And the world's oceans are absurdly warm, with temperatures in the 90s.
Killing off coral.
Around Florida, bleaching and even killing coral.
That's really bad, folks.
The Antarctic Sea, sea ice is plummeting even in the dead of winter. Wildfires are raging. Climate scientists don't relish in saying, I told you so, but they've been warning for years that each seemingly incremental rise in global average temperatures would translate into severe heat waves, droughts, floods, and stronger hurricanes. And I know in Wisconsin this week it's been like perfect weather, but try going other places in the States. And also, we are still in a drought.
Yes.
So ask the farmers how they're feeling about our perfect weather right now. And the worst part is we can't even say that this is our new normal because it's going to get worse. And so this is, you know, at the same time that the two big countries that release the most emissions and like are causing the most carbon to be released is US and China, which we're not in like the best terms with you with China right now.
Not
and
exactly.
So, you know, trying to get a commitment to slow down our economies or anything that could actually curb this while we're at odds with China, probably not very likely. Speaking of China and nuclear nukes, as we, you know, talk later today about Oppenheimer and Wisconsin's Marie Curie, we're going to have a guest on later to talk about a Wisconsin-born physicist who worked on the Manhattan Project, who is a little bit of a, who became a little bit of a hidden figure. But before that, that comes at 11:30 right now. You know, China has expanded its nuclear arsenal. And, you know, so now there's three rather than two nuclear superpowers, us, Russia, and China. And Russia, the Russia, you know, Vladimir Putin this summer has moved some of his countries, roughly 5,000 of them, 5,000 nuclear weapons to Belarus, which is closer to Ukraine and Western Europe. And so, and then finally with AI, like even the people who are making the AI don't actually know how it works. And so there is...
That's really comforting.
And so, you know, there is now the ability to mass produce fake videos and sound bites and images, which is already dismantling what was already a very weak confidence level, in at least for Americans, in a lot of our elections and institutions. And so, in reality, like, we... Humanity has pulled, like, we have a decent... track record of pulling, like, not ending ourselves, right? But like, we need serious people, and this is how the article ends, and I'm kind of paraphrasing a lot of things that it says because I agree with it so much, but it takes, like, this is serious work needs to be done by serious people to solve these types of problems. And then you pan over to DC, and you're like, again, will our serious leaders please stand up? Because the House, let's just run down what's been happening at the House, which we've talked about a little bit on Friday, a little bit yesterday. But, you know, the House has finally gotten their much needed timeout and gone on their August recess.
Yeah, they need a vacation.
Well, it's not even that they need a vacation because they're about to, it seems seemingly like they're going to rip each other's heads off.
Oh, that would be terrible.
So, you know, in just the last, what, month, we have Derek Van Orden, you know, being slammed by members of both sides of the aisle because of him screaming at teenagers.
Nothing will happen.
We have Nancy Mace, who was randomly talking about her sex life at a prayer breakfast.
Can we just take a listen to this
sure.
clip real quick?
And when I woke up this morning at 7, I was getting picked up at 7:45. Patrick, my fiance, tried to pull me by my waist over this morning in bed. And I was like, no, baby, we don't got time for that this morning. I got to get to the prayer breakfast and I got to be on time. And a little TMI, but he can wait. I'll see him later tonight.
Sex before marriage?
What? And also, that's something like I would say on this show. And it's like, it's still TMI, but at least it's like warranted because you're like, you're not an elected official speaking at a prayer breakfast.
To a bunch of evangelicals.
And so you got Nancy Mace talking about her sex life. You have Speaker McCarthy and Eric Swalwell almost going to like hit each other and calling each other derogatory female anatomy terms.
That's what you are. What am I?
Good Pee Wee Herman reference. And then you got Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert calling each other little bees.
The third graders.
And then you have also Taylor Greene basically showing naked, like nudes of Hunter Biden. And
in chambers.
And that's just in the House. Then meanwhile, we also have Mitch McConnell and Dianne Feinstein. Many people saying like, are they okay? Can they serve right now? And the way, way, way in the lead front runner for the Republican presidential nominee, former President Trump has what now? Four? Are we up to four? Is it officially four now? Indictments?
I believe it's officially four.
So again, I am asking, will our serious leaders please stand up? And I guess my question is, who do you trust to actually solve these big problems? And also, do we have the political will as voters and constituents to separate the frivolous from the serious in what we are getting riled up over?
But I think the frivolous that is mainly promoted by one side, that's intentional. The frivolous is inserted into serious things to distract people from the serious things.
Maybe. But who's, I mean, but there's still personal responsibility in falling for it.
Yeah, but more and more people now are avoiding the news. More and more people are checking out. They don't want to know. Stick your fingers in your ears. La, la, la. It's all going to be fine. Yeah, guys, not going to be fine.
So do you think that there's any serious leaders who can actually tackle this?
It's so much easier to list off all the doofuses because there are so many.
And they get the most attention.
But, I mean, I believe Mark Pocan is a serious lawmaker.
Okay.
I think, gee, again, the crazies suck up so much oxygen, it's hard to identify who actually has working brain cells.
But I also wonder on the private sector side, and I don't pretend to be an expert in geopolitics to know the gamut of world leaders of other countries and governments that are making serious strides on some of these issues, or the intentions behind CEOs and the big companies that, you know, make the global economy run. But it is so much bigger than just the people who are elected to, you know, the House or even the Senate. And
well, it's like Tom from LA always says, we the people, we are the government.
We are.
And it's incumbent on us to be involved, no matter how depressing, upsetting. I don't care. You got to be involved. You have to. Or don't complain.
Well, who's going to enforce that rule?
I'll do it.
All right. Well, sorry to have started this on such a downer moment. We'll have a way, way more fun.
We got a jam-packed show, too.
We have a jam-packed show. We are going to come back and talk a little bit about Pee Wee Herman and maybe a little bit about the soccer game. But then at 10:30, we got Dan Schaefer to recompopulate on some Wisconsin news. And then we got a new show coming starting on Thursday on Civic Media on WGBW and WISS Air Support. And then, like I said, we're going to talk to a Lawrence physics professor about a woman that she is researching that was the Marie Curie of Wisconsin.
Last break. State fair tickets.
We're going to give state fair tickets away at the end of the show. So jam-packed show. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Here are the overnight 66 degrees and partly cloudy skies with light south to southeast winds. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, and there will be a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, highs near 89 in the late day. Storm chances ending Wednesday night. Right now, it's 73.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Trump has been indicted for the third time. Special Counsel Jack Smith.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021 was an unprecedented assault.
The indictment includes four counts of alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. CBS's John Dickerson.
This is the second time in American history that a president, current or former, has been criminally indicted by the Department of Justice. In both cases, that president is Donald Trump.
More from correspondent Robert Costa.
According to the indictment, for more than 2 months following Election Day, the defendant spread lies that there was fraud in the election and he had actually won. These claims were false, and the defendant knew they were false.
Trump's legal team is now mapping out a new strategy to push back on the charges, shifting blame onto lawyers who were advising him after the election. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up our last segment, why I think it's so important to prosecute the fake electors in this state. They're being prosecuted in Michigan, and they're about to be prosecuted by a DA, not even an attorney general. In Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, you have to look at the totality of the conspiracy that almost worked, and now it is in full bore again. What it was the six states, six swing states, each ginned up fake crooked electors. They falsely signed official-looking documents saying they were the electors. They sent them into the Senate and the archives. They sent them into the U.S. government. That was false. The idea was that they would be given to Pence. Pence would get up there, and even though it was ceremonial, he'd say, I'm in doubt. I have two sets of electors from Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. How say you, House? How say you, House? And they would get up and say, we get one vote, a delegation. There are 50 states, 50 delegations, 27 of them or so have a Republican majority. The big ones like New York and California still only get one vote. So how say you? And then 27 votes for Trump, 23 for Biden. And then Pence would say, I declare Trump the president. Popular vote doesn't matter. The electoral vote doesn't matter because the legislators decide who are the electors in the Constitution. And you have a crooked Supreme Court with crooked Clarence Thomas as a swing vote right now, by the way. Three of those justices have already said they think that's the case, what I just set out. And people say, what about precedent? Well, 1876, Rutherford Hayes against Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes lost. But he was an abolitionist Republican, and Sam Tilden was a Democrat, i.e. a Southerner, suspect on slavery. The people who won the Civil War weren't about to turn it back over to them. So they said, they went through the charade that I just told you. And then they said, okay, as a deal, we will withdraw federal troops from the South and we will put an end to Reconstruction and you can put in Jim Crow and murder black people for 100 years. That's what happened. And the clowns wanted that to happen again. Now down in Mar-a-Lago, it's happening this time. Trump is controlling all his co-defendants. He's paying their fees. Every one of them, this guy Oliveira, Nauta, both, you know, these are low, small fish. All they have to say is, yeah, he told me to say this and I said it, but here's what happened. They won't go to jail. But Trump lawyers who are paid by Trump are telling him, you don't have to rat on the big man. And they will end up going to jail. And Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the authoritarian from Colombia, first generation, with authoritarian insects kneeling before El Gordo, will keep delaying this thing because they say they can't find local counsel. What, in Miami? They can't find local counsel? Are you kidding me? She won't put in a public defender to get it going. She won't put in a protective order telling him to stop threats to murder Jack Smith and his wife. You see how this is still ongoing? You see how this is still ongoing? We have a chance right now to prosecute the fake electors. We're doing it in Michigan. We're doing it in Georgia. We've got to do it in Wisconsin. I'm not confident that in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, they will. Jack Smith cannot indict 100 people. Get going. For God's sake, get going. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Curtis?
Hey, man. How you doing? I want to say, is there any way, doesn't Josh call in charge of that to look at the fake electors?
Yes.
So what, if we all get, couldn't we all like go online and like send an email, massive email saying, hey, we need you to investigate this.
Yes. Well, not only that. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Go ahead and do it the minute you hang up. I had a caller call in. I think it was Mary of Madison. I forget who it was. And she said, I called over there and they said, go on the website and there's some kind of form and say you want him prosecuted. I don't know why it takes that, to be very honest with you. I mean, the Michigan pleadings are of record. You can download them. Georgia is going to be doing it soon. Jack Smith cannot indict 100 people. The trial would be 10 years from now. For God's sake, let's get going. Curtis, thank you for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Nice show today. I'm glad you're bringing this to light. You know, if it wouldn't have been for Obrador, this state would have flipped. I mean, who would have stopped him? Johnson would enough fits, not in the congressional district, but two. As long as I'm talking about that, there's two other subjects here. I don't want to get you too sidetracked, but this clown, Van Orton, I mean, to stand in the halls of Congress and yell at, I do believe it's high school kids. I don't know how this guy got elected. That takes a lot of courage to stand around chastise high school kids. I hope they use that in the next election over there. I do believe it's the 7th. And the other thing is, what in the world is going down in Mexico here? Today, the Republicans want to go to war. I don't know what else is going on there. But with that, I don't want to get shotgun all kinds of subjects here. But thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, a couple of things before we go to our next topic. I mean, I will deal with the Van Orden thing. The Mexico thing we can deal with some other time. The Van Orden thing, both Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, both of them together, rebuked Derek Van Orden. That's very rare. Derek Van Orden's a Republican. Mitch McConnell's a Republican. He was rebuked. For those of you who haven't looked at the news, what he did was he was coming through the Capitol Rotunda. Apparently, this is some kind of thing he does for constituents. It's a beer and food thing. And I don't know how many brewskis he had. So, you know, but that's not a defense. That's not a defense. And a bunch of high school kids who were Senate pages. They were Senate pages. And this was the next to the last day. And they were taking pictures of souvenirs. And they're taking pictures of the rotunda, the ceiling. It's very historical. And the way you do it, if you're just an amateur with your phone, you lie on your back on the floor and you take pictures. Well, he saw these kids lying on the floor and he called them lazy. Begins with an S, H-I-T-S, S, lazy, that, and to get the F up, and he used the full word. Now, these are kids. These are high school kids. They were full of themselves about what great it was to be a Senate page. They're lazy S's. He says this to them. He used obscenities and to get the F up. And he scared him, quite frankly. Well, he said afterwards as his refutation, Schumer said he was shocked at his even, he didn't apologize, refusal to apologize. You know what his response was? He said, the quote, the Capitol should not be treated as a frat house, common room, end quote. Hey, dude. Hey, Derek Van Orden, this is me, not a high school kid. You helped invade the Capitol. You went behind police lines and then you lied about it and you used campaign cash to pay your way out there. Who told you you can do that? And then you went beyond the police lines. You think the Capitol is so sacred? You think the Capitol is so sacred? Why did you and thugs invade it? Why did you go up there? You don't give a horse's patoot about the Capitol. And I don't care if your next defense is you had a couple of brewskis. You have a couple of brewskis, you don't say F and S to high school kids. Let me tell you something else about the guy. He carried a loaded gun through a Des Moines airport and pled to a misdemeanor. He crossed the police lines on January 6th. You know, hey, guys, in the 3rd District, I know Democrats, a lot of them. I know Republicans, some of them. Can anybody come up with a better candidate for the Republicans than a guy who says F to high school kids and S to high school kids and carries a loaded gun through an airport, pleads to a misdemeanor and crosses police lines. And then he goes, oh, I think the Capitol is so sacred. If you thought it was so darn sacred, why did you invade it on January 6th? There is a candidate, a Democrat, this Rebecca Cook. Been impressed with her aggressiveness in a good way. Very personable. She can take him on. And there are some other good Democrats whose names have been thrown out. So we're going to stand by and watch. But I'll tell you what, the 3rd Congressional District is a very independent district. Very independent district. A lot of them voted for Jimmy Carter in 76. He's a peanut farmer, a lot of farmers over there. They may think they're conservative on some things, but they don't like people using that kind of language to high school kids who are Senate pages or anybody, any other high school kids. They don't like people who think they're above the law. They can bring a loaded gun through an airport. Everybody knows you can't do that through security and cross police lines. When 5 people died and officers were kicked in the head and had brain damage. going to the lines. Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind in Northwoods Terry?
Yeah, Matt. I happened to, this morning, happened to watch a replay of Trump's rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, I believe it was. And anyway, he's talking about DeSantis. And he says, I got the SOB elected. And he didn't use the word initials. He used the whole word.
Oh, God.
He said the whole word.
Yeah.
So there some more Republican vulgarities tossing around. So.
Yeah. He spews vulgarity and curse words. He threatens violence. This is the presidency we're talking about. This is the presidency we're talking about. And the thing, it really goes beyond all of that. There was a conspiracy to prevent the peaceful transfer of power in 2020. You've got to understand, this is not just a bunch of yahoos that went up on January 6th and that was it. It was not it. That had been planned for a long time. Trump had been, he looked at the polls, he knew he was losing. And starting in the late summer, he said, this is a rigged election. He said it. This is a rigged election, and we are not going to stand for it. When he lost, he acknowledged the people he lost, but he kept saying and lying that he had won the election. He did not win the election. The Green Bay sweep was the Rutherford Hayes model from 1876. We are going to put people who say that they are the electors, even though they weren't. And they're going to go in, and Pence is going to say, I am in doubt. How say you? He'll use old-fashioned language. How say you, House? And then they will take a roll call, one vote per state. And 27 or so of them had Republican delegations. Trump, 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 Trump. 23 had Democratic majorities. And at the end, he would say, it is 27 to 23. The Congress has spoken. Trump is the president. And then he didn't have to say, and by the way, I'm still the vice president. This is Putin stuff. And, you know, you say, somebody said, oh, you know, Ron Johnson had the electors, the fake electors from Michigan in his pocket. It was a sneaky conspiracy. He was going to pimp for Michigan. Somebody else was going to pimp for Wisconsin and feed this stuff. He's got these fake electors have got to be prosecuted. You cannot let this conspiracy go by. This conspiracy is alive today. Trump is threatening violence. He's using these court proceedings to pay other people's lawyers to delay things. And he continues to say, remember, on his Truth Social, he reposted something about it. It was about a month ago that said this. F Biden and F you if you voted for Biden. And he used the full word. He uses the full words. But under FCC rules, if you quote him, believe it or not, there's an issue whether you get your license in trouble. He says these things. You'll hear them bleeped out. He's a violent individual and a treacherous individual who is controlled by Putin. Putin wants him in there. He will then genocide the rest of Ukraine and start threatening NATO. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price here in the overnight. 66 degrees and partly cloudy skies with light south to southeast winds. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, and there will be a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, highs near 89 in the late day. Storm chances ending Wednesday night. Right now, it's 73.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. This conspiracy to attack our democracy is not just the Green Bay sweep. It's not just everything that I've talked. It even gets down to attacking voting. And we've already seen that in Texas. We've already seen that in Georgia. We've already seen it everywhere else. And I see you on the lines. I'll get to you as soon as I set out this segment, and then we'll get right to the lines. There's an article today. Scott Walker is being paid by the Republican Party or one of its affiliates $800,000 a year to drive down the youth vote. He advocated initially in January to raise the age to 21. Somebody pointed out that would take a constitutional amendment, but they're pushing that. This guy, Vivek Ramaswamy, said it should be raised to 25. He's another Republican clown running for president. And then Walker said, well, somebody pointed out to him that it's 18 because you can be drafted at 18. And if you're going to be serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, you should be able to vote. And he said, well, then we should lower the drinking age to 18. And that's fine. Go ahead. Except that about 35 years ago, the government bipartisan said if you lower the drinking age to 18, you lose 10% of your highway funds. And he supported that. So this guy is a fraud. However, he said that one of the problems with the youth vote is, this is his words, quote, they can't think for themselves, end quote, because they are so indoctrinated. In April, he said, young voters are the issue. It comes from years of radical indoctrination. They had a person named Cleta Mitchell, remember her? They're doing everything they can to take polling stations, voting booths out of dormitories. She said, quote, you know, they're lazy. They roll out of bed, they vote, and they go back to bed. That's baloney. That's false. I worked through college. So did most people I know. Don't give me that baloney. Now they're doing it with Megan Wolf. Megan Wolf is a terrific executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. And they are trying to throw her out, the state Senate. They're going to put in a cleaned up version of a Gableman who will say that you can't have polling stations in dormitories. And you also can't use your ID from college to vote there. You got to go back to Ladysmith or Rhinelander or Janesville or wherever you come to drive down the vote. This is what they're doing. They think they can't win if they don't drive down the youth vote. So they call them names. They call them lazy. They call young people indoctrinated. they're not trying to increase the vote. They're not trying to have a platform, because they have no platform that would cause young people to vote for them. They're attacking student voters. Be very aware of this. We're going to the lines. Gordy of Oregon, Wisconsin. Thanks for calling, Gordy. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, I was earlier you're talking about the 30% of the people who were up for impeachment, no matter who the president was at the particular time. And for years, I always said that the you could run Satan for president, and as long as you put an R behind his name, he'd get 35% of the vote. But I was wrong. He actually got 47% of the vote.
Right. Yeah.
One other comment is Netflix has got this series, How to Be a Cult Leader. And I just started watching it last night. They got Charlie Manson is on one of the segments, and then that Jim Jones is on the other. And it does a pretty good investigative thing on these guys and how they rounded up and brainwashed all these people to become their followers that would give up their belief in what is right just to follow this person. And it got me to thinking, I never really have said anything good about Trump. And I will say this, he is the greatest con man of our time. And he is one of the biggest cult leaders that ever existed. And that's the only positive thing I'm going to say about him. So end of story.
Well, to damn with faint praise. That's good. That's an excellent call. One of the puzzling things, and it's occurred to me too, is how really normal people, and some of them are people I have a high regard for, said they voted for Trump or they're going to vote for Trump. Now, remember something, not all of them did. I have a guy that I know is extremely conservative, but in 2016, he couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. He couldn't vote for Trump. And he voted, there was a third party ticket, a Libertarian ticket, a couple of governors, remember that? And they didn't go anywhere. He voted for them. I've heard people today say, I'm not going to vote for Trump or Biden. I'll vote for whatever the green candidate's going to be this time. They always have a green candidate. It's like they had Jill Stein in 2016, and she cost Hillary Wisconsin. Hillary lost Wisconsin by 27,000 votes. Jill Stein got almost 40,000 votes. She certainly cost Michigan for her, because Hillary only lost Michigan by 10,000 votes. You had the same thing back in the year 2000. That character, that idiot, you know, he wrote Unsafe at Any Speed. That was a good book. I'm blocking on his name, but he got a ton of votes, and he took Florida away from Al Gore. So here's the deal. First of all, even cult or no cult, 30% of the people, roughly average at any given time, want the president impeached. That's a pretty sad statement. Number two, we're going to dip quickly into history. During the Revolutionary War, it took a very extraordinary band of our founding fathers to hold it together. There was probably a majority of the people who didn't want to fight with Britain. They were British, and they figured, what the hell, maybe if they just stop imposing gas and or tea and stamp taxes on us. In the Civil War, there were a lot of people in the North who said, hey, this is enough. Let's put an end to the Civil War. Let them keep their slaves. Abraham Lincoln was afraid that he would lose in 1864. He was afraid he'd lose. Thank God he won. So there have been substantial, there were people until Pearl Harbor who weren't at all inclined to get involved in a war against Germany or Japan. You have to have strong leadership. We have that in Joe Biden. But with Trump, we would have corrupt leadership who's being paid by Russia and paid by Saudi Arabia. He's a Russian asset. He's on the take. That's got to get through everybody's minds, believe me. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, signing off for today.
burgers,
vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.